Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Porter can't find anybody. He gives it to Wall. Working against Bradley for three. John Wall!
Hold on.
What a shot!
Now you talk about a pressure shot. That was it.
How are you feeling?
I ain't going home. Don't come to my city wearing all black, talking about it's a funeral. We worked too hard for this. And all we asked for is a game 7, 50-50. And that's all we asked for. We do it for these unbelievable fans. Now without these guys, we wouldn't have won this game.
I got chills. Chills watching that. And that couldn't have been a better post-game interview. I mean, if you would ever doubt, do these guys care? The way he jumped up on that, on the stand there, and
don't come into my house.
No,
don't come into my house. He was pumped. He was pumped big time. He had been, I think, 0-for-6 on game-winning threes before that, like career game-winning threes that he had attempted. 0-for-6.
Yes,
that play was supposed to be for Beal. But Wall sees an opening, takes it, cold-blooded. I love those comments.
And he kind of got fouled on it. He wasn't, like, wide open. It was just...
Yeah.
I mean...
I threw my arms up. One of my sons was still awake watching it. He jumps up. It may be the most excited I've ever seen him for a sporting event on TV. Because he goes... because they were down 5 with a minute left, maybe. He goes, they're going to lose. I'm like, well, you don't know. We'll see. All of a sudden, it's tied. Yeah. And then Horford makes that insane shot off the glass.
The second he released it, I'm like, well, that's off.
Yeah.
Oh, it went in.
Yeah. And I told my son, I'm like, he didn't mean to do that. And he goes, well, he didn't mean to make it? Like, well... There was some luck involved.
Yeah, he didn't mean to make it like that.
He didn't aim that way. He wasn't aiming at that part of the backboard. And Wall said he had practiced that shot a million times. So he's worked on it. He was ready to take it. And he was having a horrible game until that second half. And then,
but he even said, I had double knee surgery before the season.
Yeah.
If I'm 0-for-30, I don't care. I'm going to still try to find a way because it means too much. I work too hard. And, you know, I you hate to even bring up Colin Cowherd or whatever, but anyone who's a detractor of John Wall at this point, I don't know how you continue to knock that kid.
Now, at some point, Colin Cowherd's just going to have to give it up because he just keeps making it smaller and smaller and smaller. He just keeps
He's a top three point guard in the NBA easily.
Yes. I guess Isaiah Thomas is a point guard. He and Thomas, I mean, he's better than Chris Paul, wouldn't you think?
Today, yes.
Yeah. So who are the better point guards out there?
And I think, honestly, if you look at supporting casts, I mean, Wall's got Beal.
Beal. That's it. That's the only offensive threat. Gortat.
He did. Now, I love that on the last play, inbounds play, when the Celtics had the ball. Gortat had no idea where he was supposed to be. John Wall ran across the length of the court.
Yes.
Was like, no, 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 you go here. Remember, we just drew it up a second ago. But you go here. And I mean, he is in charge of that team.
He is. And Mahini, I don't even... Mahini.
Yeah, I never even...
Otto Porter, by this time, should be better than he is. You know, he's not...
I mean, he's okay,
They really don't have any other... Well, proof, fourth quarter, Beal and Wall assisted or scored on every single basket. Yeah. All the points.
And that's kind of been the series.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, whoever wins, like the Cavs are going to win the Eastern Conference.
Yeah.
But gosh, I'd love to see the Wiz. You know, I don't think either team is going to give them too much of a run.
Well, with the Celtics, it's Thomas, Bradley, Rozier gives a little, Horford. I mean, they're probably better equipped to deal with the Cavaliers because we saw what happened in Game 5. They took away John Wall.
Yeah.
They took away his driving. I mean, once they took that away.
Yeah, you can't take away LeBron. Nope. So it's that, I don't know. So that's just not, it can't really happen. But, man, I was just so impressed. So impressed with John Wall last night for the last 30 seconds of that game.
Yeah. Well, the first half, I was just thinking, oh, man, he can't get anything to go. He had a wide open scoop layup. Missed.
But they kept hanging around enough to
Bradley Beal.
Yeah.
He's something else, too. I mean, as long as if he's going and Wall's going, they've got a chance. But Game 7 in Boston, I think I heard on the radio, on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 on the way in here, they said road teams in Game 7s are like 101 and 26, or the home teams, 101 wins to 26. So Boston's probably going to win the series, I would think.
Yeah, probably. But I wanted to see a Game 7.
Bradley Beal, by the way, his mother was sitting behind me at the SEC tournament in New Orleans in 2012 when, you know, Kentucky and Florida played, and Florida played maybe the best game it had played the entire season.
Yeah.
And Kentucky still was able to win that game. And Beal was, he was unreal. He was unstoppable. And his mother is yelling behind us, "They can't guard you, Bradley! They can't guard you, baby!" I mean, it was great. I even turned around and gave her a smile, just like, "You're right.
Yeah, they can't.
They're not stopping him."
So, Up Rocks, this is from producer Brad.
Say what now?
The Up Rocks has their point guard rankings.
Up Rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is that what it's, is that how it's, yeah. So, number one, Steph Curry.
I didn't even consider him a point guard, but I guess he is.
Hard to argue, although defensively I would say Wall is better. Two, Russell Westbrook.
Well, he's number one.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I would put Russell
up rocks one. Has got their head up a rock. I mean.
But they have John Wall as the fifth best point guard behind Chris Paul and Kyle Lowry.
Kyle Lowry's pretty good, but not better than John Wall.
No, he's not better than John Wall.
Chris Paul, time is coming going on you, bud.
Yeah. And
Russell Westbrook, number one. Steph Curry, number two. John Wall, number three.
Yeah.
I mean, Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, I would put Kyrie.
Above Chris Paul.
And Kyle Lowry.
Yeah. Cancel Up Rocks from your list of sites to go to for anything about sports from now on. Just a side note, Brad.
They have Dennis Schrader at one. Or Schroeder, whatever.
Yeah. I tell you what, though, the NBA playoffs, I have not watched, you know, any of the Golden State series because those are sweeps. Haven't watched any of the Cleveland series because those are sweeps.
I've watched those.
I watched some of the Spurs Rockets, but the other night it was a 39-point blowout. I tuned out when it got to like 20. I'm like,
with the other team's best player on the bench. And you're at home. That was.
No, you don't have your starting.
They had Kyrie at number 11. What is this from, like 2011? 2012? That's ridiculous. I can't even name the other point guards between 6 and 11 off the top of my head. I mean, I'm sure I know who they are, but.
Rajon Rondo's one of them. I mean, who is the Pelicans point guard? What about the Sacramento Kings? Charlotte's Kemba Walker. He's a point guard, right?
How about Utah? Shelvin Mack?
He's playing point guard because someone was injured.
Hurt, yeah.
Whoever their point guard is.
Ricky Rubio.
The Lakers point guard, D'Angelo Russell. Mm. They're looking at taking Lonzo Ball, maybe.
But there's Damian Lillard.
He's good. Lillard's good.
Yeah, but he's not better than Kyrie Irving.
No. I don't know.
Mike Conley Jr.
Brad's writing down his.
I know.
You can just say them. You can just say them. It's okay. You don't have to write notes, man. It's all right.
All right. Well, then they have Tony Parker at 8.
Above Kyrie Irving. Has anybody watched Cleveland play?
Yes.
Then they have Isaiah Thomas at number 9, which I feel is really low.
Who's 10?
Kimball Walker at 10.
That's all right.
Kyrie at 11. Reggie Jackson at 12 from Detroit.
He plays baseball. And he retired a long time ago. Obviously, he can't be the 12th best point guard in the NBA. He's Mr. October.
And then just some highlights. Rubio, who you mentioned earlier, was 14. Derrick Rose at 16. Bledsoe coming in at 17. And then Schroeder and Teague tying for 18th/19th.
Yeah. I'd put Tyler Ulis on that list.
Yeah. You need to go to a different source. I thought UpRocks was like feel-good videos that spread through Facebook.
I know nothing about. You've heard of UpDog, though, right?
No.
No?
Well,
at that point, you're supposed to say, "What's up, dog?" And I say, "No, what's up with you?"
Okay.
Almost had you.
You almost did.
No, my point, though, on the NBA playoffs, we know that it's going to be the Cavaliers and the Warriors. So one of the things that was great about the NBA playoffs previously in this expansion to 7-game series for every single round was that there were some good matchups. And sometimes the 8 and the 1 were a good matchup. And sometimes those first round series, you might have 2 or 3 that are just super entertaining. They're excellent. But now it's not quite like that. And what you have is Lakers-Celtics of old, where it's Warriors-Cavaliers. But you know that's going to be a good series. You know.
Yeah, I mean, you know the two best teams are going to be vying for the title.
Yeah. You know that that's going to be entertaining and maybe go 7 games. So that's what's good about it. What's bad about it is you have...
is you already know who the two teams are.
Yeah.
So there's little drama in the first couple of rounds.
I mean, the Spurs and Popovich, you can never count them out, really. They could do something crazy.
Especially with what they did to Houston.
But Cleveland is not losing a 7-game series to either Washington or Boston. That's not happening.
No. I'll say it's entertaining because the basketball really is so good. And these guys are truly, unless there's games, obviously, where it gets out of hand early, and so it's not as fun. But the games that are close, that are within 10 points in the NBA playoffs, are great. It's great basketball to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very entertaining.
The only thing that still gets on my nerves about the NBA basketball is that they don't do as much of like the set stuff. Like the one-on-one stuff bothers me sometimes. I just see too much of it where I'm like, you've got an advantage of the post, go there or set a screen here or there. Sorry, when I can't hear myself talk, it messes with you.
Yeah, it does. To it.
It's almost like I can't talk unless I can hear myself talk. And we're going to talk. I tried to get some NBA folks on here and just had no luck connecting with anyone. So we went with Cheryl Truman instead of the Lexington Herald Leader.
I am excited to talk to her, though, because last night I took my first drive through the summit.
You did?
Wow.
Take you, what, like 3 hours?
It's an impressive place.
It's big. It is. It's a lot of stuff there. It's a lot of higher-end
stuff. Yeah. I mean, it's got a very big city feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
Very big city feel to it. And there's some stores and, some shops in there that are really only in like 3 or 4 cities nationwide, and now Lexington's one of them.
Yeah.
And there's still a bunch of stuff that's not open yet and ready to go that will be. We made the mistake of like, hey, should we try to see if we can get into the Shake Shack tonight?
The first Friday night it's open.
Yeah, that was so that didn't work out.
Did you try?
We drove by. The line was so long.
It ridiculous. Yeah. Sometimes on a Friday night, if it's 30-minute wait anywhere, I'll be like, eh. Wind up spending 30 minutes before I get food anyway after not waiting the 30 minutes in the first place.
Yeah. If it's 30 minutes, by the time you get to another place and wait 15, it's your.
But I found the best thing to do is you go to an area where there's other stuff so you can walk around, like the Summit.
Yeah.
So you could walk, look around, come back. Yeah. So we do have Cheryl Truman coming up at 11:30, and we are going to talk about the Shake Shack with her and Honeywood, one of the new restaurants that opened up out there at the Summit. And then, of course, this was more of a story last weekend, was Pam Miller, the former mayor of Lexington, and her husband are moving out of town, and they changed Lexington. So I wanted to get her thoughts on that because Cheryl's seen that, been a part of it. And then there was another big story this week about Castleton Lions, which is a big horse farm that could possibly go to a developer. The city is debating on whether to pay the money to buy this farm to keep it from being developed or let it go. And this place is so historic. There is so much there that I'm sure people don't even realize. So wanted to get her take on that as well, because if they did pay for it, it would hurt the budget. Like another story this week was fire department union or asking for another ambulance. Mm-hmm. You know, that would not happen if they bought this farm, you know? So anyway, we'll talk to Cheryl Truman about all that stuff. That's at 11:30. Coming up here, we were supposed to have, after us, the Yankees and the Astros, but that's already been rained out today. So they're going to play a doubleheader tomorrow.
Is that Derek Jeter night tomorrow?
Yes. Yeah. Tomorrow's Derek Jeter night, and they're playing a doubleheader. So we will have coverage of that tomorrow night, but we also have the Reds on today at 4 o'clock, and then tomorrow at 3:30. I don't know if we had the Reds on last night. Does anyone know? Because if we did, it didn't end till 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, something like that. They played 17 innings last night. It was a 5-hour and 20-minute game. 5 hours and 20... I mean...
I stayed up and watched the whole thing. Just kidding. I didn't even know they played 17 innings. Because the game didn't start till like 10:15.
Right. 10:15 Eastern, So
San Fran.
So it was after 3 in the morning Eastern time. Goodness gracious. Whew. Of course we're going to talk NBA Combine.
Yep.
Plenty to discuss there. The football, you know, the KHSAA announced the football state championships are moving to Lexington. We'll talk about that a little bit, but more so tomorrow when Josh Moore from the Lexington Herald Leader is our guest. You can give us a call, 381-1313. We're definitely talking NBA Combine next. Did you hear what Briscoe said?
Yeah.
We'll talk about that on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Get ready June 16th and 17th, 7:30 p.m. It's the Lexington Rodeo at the Kentucky Horse Park's All-Tech Arena. See the best pro cowboys and cowgirls compete for national points in the fastest-growing extreme sport, rodeo. Get there early for live music from Scott Sedd. Visit the Wells Fargo Stagecoach. Meet animal trainer Tommy Turvey and Blade, the horse from the TV series The Walking Dead. Visit vendors, get a great meal, and get there early so your kids can register for the kids' Mutton Busted and Calf Scramble. A big favor. All the details and to get your tickets, go to LexingtonRodeo.org.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I'm going to tell you something that the insurance industry is going to be absolutely furious about me sharing with you. Most consumers, year in and year out, just renew their existing insurance policies blindly. You may not even notice the rate increases, but they're there. Over the years, you are paying way too much needlessly. My suggestion, each year, get a new quote from three independent agents. And don't use the online services. They're owned by insurance companies. If all of us did this every year, we would save billions of dollars in business, life, disability, and auto premiums. And if your agent doesn't add uninsured motorists to your policy, don't buy from them. They're not on your side. At Morgan & Morgan, we represent consumers. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
Banks floor covering.
Is Ralph there?
You sure you've got the right number?
I'm looking for Ralph. Is he there?
Well, what's he look like?
He's got white hair and spots.
Is Ralph your dog?
He's a Dalmatian.
Why would he be here at Banks floor covering?
You always say you have something for everyone.
We do, with all the newest choices in flooring for your home. But maybe you should look in your backyard for Ralph.
I'll just call his cell phone.
We've got something for everyone. Banks floor covering. 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
Hurry in to Sling Point Firearms in Georgetown for lots of great savings this spring. Gear up with any new Springfield Armory 9mm, 40 cal or 45 cal pistol before June 30th and receive four free mags, a holster and mag pouch, a value of $180 in free gear. Also save 10% on selected carry and concealed purses this month, as well as rebates on new Smith & Wessons too. As always, discounts for Toyota, police and fire department employees. Sling Point Firearms, 401 Outlet Center Drive in Georgetown, or visit online at slingpoint.com.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Brad, I got to ask you something. Our producer, Brad, did you train Josh, the guy who was in here before you? You did. I swear. Because, you know, Brad plays the same songs like Josh did. And so I thought,
not the
for
same
sure,
songs as Josh.
Not the same songs as Josh.
But he's got his faves.
Right, but he has, yeah, he's got a list in his head there, some go-tos. And because I love Motley Crue's Dr. Feelgood.
Yeah.
But I know that I've heard that song every day that Brad and I have worked together.
One day.
It's fine. Just mix in, you know, Van Halen. That's a band as well.
That's a band as well.
Yeah. They're out there. Jay-Z, he has music that you're allowed to play on this station. Just saying. TV on the radio.
So Isaiah Briscoe.
Buddy.
Well, let's start with the positive.
Okay.
He had the fastest shuttle time. Is that right?
It wound up being second fastest, okay, or third fastest overall, but of the day, on Thursday, it was the fastest.
Yeah. So he performed well.
Not bad for a guy with 11% body fat.
Right.
Which, like, I should talk.
The stats on Hamidou Diallo, though. Good Lord. But we'll get into him.
Yeah,
later.
We'll get into Hamidou. Hammy, as they call him. And Briscoe, that might have been part of why Briscoe said what he said, was he was tired of answering questions about Hamidou Diallo. Because Diallo is a mystery to so many, not just Kentucky, but national. A story in the New York Times by Adam Zagoria was about Diallo.
Because nobody's seen him play,
right.
Other than high school. Nobody's seen him.
So what we're talking about, if you don't know, is Briscoe bristled at questions about Kentucky and other players. He said, all the Kentucky questions. I don't play for Kentucky no more. I'm just trying to start fresh. So I enjoyed my time at Kentucky. It was fine, but I moved on. Obviously, I wasn't playing point guard in college, but it is what it is. College is over with. Why are we still talking about college? I'm starting a new chapter in my life. So I don't know where that all comes from. Is it because he came here McDonald's All-American, but immediately it was about Jamal Murray and Tyler Ulis? He comes back for a second year. He improves a little bit, but it's still about De'Aaron Fox, Malik Monk. You know, I mean, he's asked about Malik Monk in his game. Malik Monk's not even at the combine.
Yeah.
So is it that he's tired of hearing about the others' success, coupled with that he knows he's not going to get picked, most likely?
Well, that's part, And as a, you know, as someone who's been there asking questions of these, you know, young men, it's much easier to ask those questions than to say, so only one team has tried to talk to you, huh? Just the Heat? What right. do you make of that? Like, no one seems to really be interested in you. What if you fall to the second round, or what if you don't get picked?
Right. Which was asked.
I know, but it's like, would he rather answer those questions? Or, hey, what did you think of Malik? You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I get being frustrated with being asked about Kentucky, I guess. But in recent memory, is he the only guy that I can think of that bristled at questions about Kentucky? Yeah.
But if he had gone somewhere else?
They would still ask him about his time there and the other players that maybe in the draft that were there. Also, P.S., if he had gone somewhere else that wasn't like Duke or Carolina,
mm-hmm.
he wouldn't be at the draft combine this week.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Because
I think he's
Kentucky
in the position
him to yeah. that
Calipari.
Spot. Don't kid yourself on that.
But Kyle Tucker of SECCountry.com did ask the tough stuff, and Briscoe said, "I'm from Newark, man. I've been doing this my whole life. It's nothing
man.
New,
man."
I've been fighting my way out, scratching, all that. Where I'm from, not too many people make it to here. I'm out here. I'm fighting. That's what I'm used to.
And that's a good answer. I like that.
And Calipari, when Kyle Tucker asked him about it, why are you telling him to go? He's not, you know, you said one thing about Diallo, like he should go 2021-22 or probably come back. Briscoe's not even projected to go, and you're telling him to go on. Well, and this is what we've all thought. Calipari says, what's he going to get better at? He is what he is. He improved his shot. The shot's not going to get any better than it is. He's where he is. So he's going to have a chance. He'll get a chance. And if he doesn't, he can play overseas and make money. I think Briscoe's just ready to play basketball for money.
Yeah. And I don't know if behind closed doors, if Cal said, don't go yet. Because he could definitely still use him in the backcourt next year. Because there's going to be a real lack of depth there.
Mm-hmm.
He's never going to hold anyone back either. And he knew Briscoe was ready after his freshman year.
Yeah.
He was ready to go. Everyone knew that.
He was ready to go getting here.
Yeah. Everyone knew that.
That's what he said. This is my deal. I'm coming here to be one and done. It didn't happen that way. So, okay, so now I got to wait another year. And then during that year, he got so much heat, criticism that he hears and feels. I'm sure in his mind there is a little friction there.
Mm-hmm. Just yeah.
A little frustration that's built up. But he is where he is because he came to Kentucky.
Absolutely. If he played at Virginia Tech, you would have never heard of him.
Mm-mm.
Never heard of him. And he would have never gotten an invite to the combine.
And you know what? We mentioned those measurements or whatever. He played in two scrimmages, two 5-on-5 scrimmages. I mean, he finished with 28 points in 46 minutes on 10 of 17 shooting. 11 assists, 6 rebounds, 3 steals, a block, and 7 turnovers.
That's pretty good.
It is. It is pretty good. But only one team has interviewed him, and that was the Miami Heat. Mm-hmm. That's the only team that asked to speak with him, and he has no workouts scheduled yet. You hear the interview with Bam, and Bam is like, oh my gosh, I've talked to this one, this one, this one.
Mm-hmm.
There's more teams I've talked to, I just can't remember them all. Like, well, who are you working out for? Like, oh my gosh, I got it. I think 9 or 10. Don't ask me. I don't remember them.
And De'Aaron has, excuse me, I think 8 teams.
Yeah.
But that's because there are teams that are they are not picking in the top half.
Yeah.
Of
right.
the first round, and they know De'Aaron Fox will not be around at that point. So
Exactly.
Why waste our time?
Right.
Like, De'Aaron's not slipping out of the lottery.
And I don't think Bam Adebayo is slipping out of the first round.
I don't either.
You look at some of the projections, I still see him going in that top 20, really. I just think his size and athleticism, and I think he's going to show it off when he gets to some of these workouts, show off that mid-range jumper a little bit, that he didn't shoot as much. And he almost said, like, well, he did say, I didn't get to shoot it as much at Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't get to show off my game as much. Which made me think of
Scal. I.E. Scal LeBissier. Yeah.
First thing I thought of.
And, you know, there has been such, dramatic differences in what these anonymous NBA execs have said about Diallo. And I know we need to take a break so we can get more into that afterwards. But the fact is it only takes one. It only takes one NBA exec, one NBA team. I would give it 80-20 that he is sticking around in the draft.
Listen, we will go much more in-depth on Diallo. I think probably spend the next half hour on Diallo because I went in-depth on some stuff. Crunch some things just to kind of put yourself in his shoes and just see what you would maybe do with this. Diallo talk next. You can join us 381-1313 here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
And the blessings and getting the benefits that go along with everything that's out here for kings like us. The reason why we like this jewelry and this diamonds and stuff and they don't understand is because we really from Africa and that's where all this stuff comes from and we originate from kings. You know what I'm saying?
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Memorial Day weekend is almost here. The unofficial kickoff to summer. People will be heading to the lake, the park, the pool, and the Horsey 100. The Bluegrass Cycling Club and ESPN Sports Radio 1300 want to remind you to be aware there will be a huge increase in cyclists on the road in and around Central Kentucky, including Georgetown, Stamping Ground, Frankfort, Lexington, Midway, Millersburg, Harris, and Versailles. Be aware and share the road. For more information or to find out how to sign up, go to horsey100.com. Kick off summer safely and enjoy the ride.
Summer is finally here in Central Kentucky. Family vacations, Kentucky State Fair, and long, hot summer days. That means your employees and family will be thirsty for cool, refreshing Highbridge Springs water. For more than 30 years, family-owned and operated Highbridge Springs has been serving Kentucky the highest quality bottled water, backed by the best service in the business. As the temperature rises, nothing tastes better or is more refreshing than Highbridge Springs, because their water comes naturally from underground limestone springs located right here in Kentucky. Beat the heat this season in your office or home with delicious, unique-tasting Highbridge water. Remember, too, that Highbridge can add a touch of class to your wedding or other summer event with custom labeling on individual bottles of water. This summer, give your employees and family the first-class treatment with great-tasting, healthy Highbridge Springs. Call toll-free today for delivery to your home or business at 888-547-6971 or visit our website, Highbridge Springs, putting the awe back in refreshment.
Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters has everything you need for your car, truck, SUV, or Jeep, including professional window tinting. Don't settle for cheap film when you can have the best, starting at just $59. We have three full-time technicians ready to install your window tinting, 35% to as dark as a limousine. Don't wait for days just to be disappointed. Plus, we'll beat any sale price. You'll also save on thousands of accessories. Remote car starts, every brand of truck covers, including back and X-Tang tonneau covers, tires, wheels, hitches, and Jeep accessories, leveling kits and lip kits, including BMW fifth wheel. At Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters, spray-on bedliners, toolboxes, backup cameras, and even car stereos are at fantastic prices. WeatherTech floor liners as low as $89. And we'll beat any internet price. It's all at Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters behind Aurora Pools and Spas just off West New Circle Road.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
There's some Coldplay for you.
Yeah, not my cup of tea, but you know, we definitely have not heard that song out of Brad yet. It's all right.
He's trying.
He'll get there. All right, so Diallo just blew people's minds at the combine with his 44.5-inch vertical jump, plus his wingspan of 6'11", second fastest sprint. So all these things were great. But they knew some of this about him anyway. They knew he was a freak athlete.
Yeah, we knew about the wingspan.
But he's not playing 5-on-5, and Calipari was like, the more they don't know, the better they like you. Mm-hmm. So don't give them a reason not to like you. It's smart not to play. But Diallo told Kyle Tucker of SECCountry.com, the door is open for both staying in the draft and returning to UK. And he's not necessarily opposed to going to the D League. Like, it doesn't, like, oh no, that's a deal breaker for me. He didn't say it that way. But then Jeff Goodman and Kyle Tucker both have NBA scouts and execs quoted as saying he should come back. That the best thing for Diallo would be to stay in school because we're not going to take him. It's too much of a risk.
Listen, it's a nice thing to say you're not opposed to going to the D League, but you should be opposed to going to the D League. Yes. That's not what you are around for.
And Calipari said his job is to protect Diallo from the bad advice from the outsiders that don't know what's really going on, and maybe give him bad advice to make him make a bad decision. Cal said that the NBA GMs and executives will tell him the truth. They'll tell him if they're going to take him. They'll give him the good information, because Cal said, if you don't and you lie to me, you're not coming back to my gymnasium. And as we know, Kentucky holds an NBA combine before every season at the gymnasium, and they have PJ Washington, Nick Richards, Quaddy Green, Jared Vanderbilt, Kevin Knox, future NBA players.
What did you make of Cal's saying, if someone takes Diallo that high, I'm retiring? I mean, obviously he's not going to retire if that happens. But did you think that is because he does not see him as a lottery pick today? Or?
I think it means that he...
Or he's joking that he's so good he doesn't even have to have a guy to play for him that makes it in the lottery.
Yeah.
And so it's like, what more can I do? I'm hanging it up.
It's either that or it's... I mean, how am I even going to put a team together if they only come here for one semester and don't play? You know, then what am I going to do? I'm going to have a team full of guys who want to sit out and go to the draft. I don't know. No, I think I took it as I'm so good they don't even have to play. Like, Cantor was here a whole year, so he got that at least. Whereas Diallo shows up in January.
That's a different scenario with Cantor, because my husband's brought that up to me too. I'm like, well, but his intent was to play, and Cal was going to play him, and he was going to stay here and play the whole year.
Yeah.
It just that the NCAA stepped in. So this is a different scenario.
Diallo's plan from the beginning was sit out this first semester, test the waters in the draft, come back and play for Kentucky. Unless when you test the waters of the draft, they say, yeah, we'll take you in the first round.
Mm-hmm. And so, athletically, he's there.
Calipari said if he's 20 to 22, he should stay. So, I mean, Calipari's saying if you're 25 or 28, then maybe you should come back. And the reasoning for that is the super freak athlete, what's the chances he's going to stink on the court? You think he's going to play his way out of whatever draft pick he is right now?
No.
He has talent greater than what
he's showing at this combine.
Right. So any team that takes him right now is probably getting a steal. Like, they're not getting the Diallo that they're going to have a year from now, but they're getting it at the price for now. So, so if I'm an NBA team, I'm definitely taking Diallo, you know, 20 and on.
Yeah.
I'm taking him because the price is right.
Yes.
Next year, you're going to have to be a lottery pick. You're going to have to be in the top 15 to get him. And
typically, if you are selecting in that 20 to 22 range, you've already got a decent nucleus of dudes where you don't need a game-changing guy today. You know, you're a better, you're typically a better team.
Yes.
So you're not relying on, you got to find someone who can come in and do some damage right now.
Or you have two first round picks. That was another point that someone brought up, is Diallo would be perfect for a team that has two first round picks.
Yes.
I think the Clippers and the Lakers and the Kings are a few of the teams that have two, because you get the lottery pick and then you're picking again in the 20s somewhere. So you try to get your game-changing guy, and then, because those guys you're investing $6-7 million into, down here it's $2-3 million at the latter stages of the first round. It's not as much. So how about this, though? Calipari was asked, Kyle Tucker asked him, hey, what do you think about that 2017 class coming in? All these guys. Cal said, we're not done yet.
And we know that.
So Cam Johnson is still out visiting every school that has winked at him. Oregon, Arizona, just all over. The Pittsburgh transfer, who would really provide some depth in the backcourt for Kentucky that's going to be needed with such a young team. A grad transfer.
And he has 2 years, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Does he?
I think he has 2 years of eligibility.
He's eligible immediately, but also has 2 years?
Correct.
How does that even work?
I don't know.
He's a graduate student.
But I thought a graduate student, you just got one more year. I don't know. If somebody knows the answer and feels like explaining
that. But if he's someone like Alex Poitras, who graduates in 3 years, you have, you know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but he does have 2 years of eligibility.
Okay. And then Mo Bamba, which Diallo told Kyle Tucker, if Bamba comes to UK, it's going to be really scary. And now, what did you make of Calipari's tweet yesterday or the day before that he was at this restaurant in Chicago and said, I was at this restaurant when we beat Duke.
Yeah, and when Malik Monk
committed that day. And Bam Adebayo committed that morning, so I felt like we won three times. So he brings up Duke, and he brings up two big commitments.
Listen, his tweet game has been on pizzoint the last couple of weeks when it comes to recruiting. Hashtag mood. But I just want to step aside for just 1 second when we're talking about Cal's Twitter. The fact that he was such a prominent person at Marcus Camby's graduation from UMass this weekend is the coolest thing.
Yeah.
One of the coolest things. And we already knew from the 30 for 30 about him and Marcus's relationship. So we knew they were close and they're tight and they text all the time. But it looked like Cal was a member of their family.
Well, I've known him since then.
Yeah.
You know, since 92, 91, 90,
whatever. 25 years. Yeah. But that was very cool to see.
And Calipari, I think Calipari credits Marcus Camby for making his career.
I do.
Without Camby, he's not where he is today. Neither one of them were where they are today. But without Marcus Camby, UMass doesn't do what it does. Calipari doesn't get an NBA job. He doesn't get fired. And then, I mean, it's just, you know, it's one of those
things.
Everything.
It's the butterfly effect right there.
Okay, what is at stake for Hamidou Diallo? To go now, where could he go? What would it mean if he went 15 or 17 as opposed to 25? Or what if he goes in the second round? Or what if he goes 20, 21, or 22, like Calipari said? What if he stays and waits until next year and is a lottery pick? What's at stake? And what would you do? Next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Call it how it is. Hendrix. I promise I swear, I'll admit it.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
With approved credit, example 06 Xterra S, stock number T67412B, sale price $69.90, 649 dealer fee plus tax, tag, and title subject to prior sale.
It's the final days of the Kentucky Car Fair at Toyota on Nicholasville and the big used car store. It's your last chance for clearance pricing on over 150 used cars and trucks. Prices start under $7,000. Used cars, clearance priced. Visit Toyota on Nicholasville.com to get pre-approved. Buy now with zero down. Take advantage of special finance rates. The Kentucky Car Fair means finance experts on site to help get you approved. It means several lenders competing for your business. It means the used cars you want at the price you want to pay. Don't miss the final days of the Kentucky Car Fair at the big used car store on Nicholasville, right across from
Toyota Nicholasville,
the big Toyota store,
where price sells cars.
ToyotaOnNicholasville.com.
Do you avoid laughing aloud, smiling, even eating in public because your denture may slip or a space left by missing teeth may show? If so, visit Dr. Claire to see if dental implants are right for you and get back to eating and speaking with comfort and confidence again.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington. Memorial Day weekend is almost here, the unofficial kickoff to summer. People will be heading to the lake, the park, the pool, and the Horsey 100. The Bluegrass Cycling Club and ESPN Sports Radio 1300 want to remind you to be aware there will be a huge increase in cyclists on the road in and around central Kentucky, including Georgetown, Stamping Ground, Frankfort, Lexington, Midway, Millersburg, Harris, and Versailles. Be aware and share the road. For more information or to find out how to sign up, go to horsey100.com. Kick off summer safely and enjoy the ride.
Hey, it's me, your car. I'm sick. That means my engine light's on. Please bring me to CarMedic.
The local owner-operators are the doctors. I mean the CarMedics. They never surprise us with anything, and they treat my car like it's their own. Plus 30-minute oil changes and a free shuttle. Listen to your car. Bring it to CarMedic on Houstonville Road next to Pizza Hut in Danville. Call them at 209-2190. And follow them on Facebook, CarMedic, where they treat your car like it's their own.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
What would you do if you were Hami Diallo?
What would I do?
Yeah. Should I stay or should I go?
I mean, I guess I would want to hear what the feedback, the honest, true feedback was of where it was going to go. But if it was anywhere in the first round, I would go.
Now, the best case for him, I think, would be like James Young's situation. James Young went number 17 overall. I think that's if he has worked out for a team, he's really impressed somebody. Somebody's there and decides they want to jump on him before somebody else does. That's about where he would go, I would think. That's his top end. Would be about,
that's his ceiling.
Yes, about number 17. James Young is making $1.8 million this season in his final year of a three-year guaranteed contract of $5.25 million.
And he hasn't even had to take his warm-ups off.
No. The Celtics have already declined their option on Young for next season. So 3 years, $5.25 million. That's his money. That's not if he plays. That doesn't matter what happens. His money. That's what the 17th pick gets. So that's decent, right? That's not too bad. How about Jamal Murray, number 7? Two-year contract, $6.56 million. So 2 years, 6.56 versus 3 years, 5.2. I mean, those are big numbers, but is it enough to change your mind on anything?
He's not going to go seven this year is what you're saying.
Right.
Yeah.
But he could go seven next year. So if you think 3 years, $5.25 million now versus 6.56 for 2 years next year. In year three, you could get a bigger.
I also think that next year, because that's when the new collective bargaining agreement kicks in, mm-hmm. that the number seven pick will get even more than that. Like we could be talking about $8 million for 2 years.
Right. Okay. What if Diallo is told that someone will take him late first round? We're talking pick 28, a la Scal Labissiere. Scal played 33 games for the Kings. He started 12. He played 17 games in the D-League. He made about $1.2 million this season. He'll make $53,000 more next season. And then the team option of $1.3 million after that. So he got $2.4 million guaranteed. Pick number 28, $2.4 million guaranteed.
Now, see, if you're asking me, is that enough to go? Yes.
Versus, okay, let's say he's not number seven next year. Let's say he's number 13. Devin Booker was the number 13 overall pick. He got a 3 year, $6.67 million guaranteed contract. Okay, Scal got 2 years, $2.4 million. Devin gets 3 years, $6.6 million. That's $4 million more dollars to play 1 year at Kentucky. Of college, by the way, where you're going to be a king.
Yeah.
The only thing you have to do is avoid a horrific injury.
Yeah, listen, I don't think there's a pitfall to him coming back at all. And I think he can only improve himself coming back. However, if he can get a two-year deal, if I were Hami, I would not want 3 years. I would want 2 years.
Yes.
And I would, with the understanding, probably you're going to a pretty decent team and probably you might not play too much that first year, but you can learn and you can get a whole lot better. And, it works both ways. James Young probably wouldn't get paid that much in the NBA if he had a two-year deal, that third year like he's making this year.
Yeah.
Devin Booker, on the other hand, would be making a ton more money if he only had a two-year deal.
Exactly.
Because his stock has gone up so much. So if I were Diallo, I would want 2 years guaranteed. And if I'm a first-round pick, I'm probably going to go.
What if you're projected or told late? Yeah, we're going to take you late. But it's like 28, 29. Something happens and they don't. Now you're in the second round.
And then it's not guaranteed.
No guarantee. Yeah. Nothing. Do you know what a NBA D-leaguer's salary is per year?
Yeah, that's why I said, why would you be okay with the D-League?
$25,000 a year.
I'd go overseas before I'd play in the D-League.
And the road out is way harder because of the guys like James Young.
Yeah.
He's got a spot. Because they paid money. They invested in him. They've got to ride it out. They've got to see if this is going to work before they take a chance on you that they didn't take a chance on the first place. They didn't believe in you enough in the first place. Dakari Johnson's an all-NBA D-League all-star. He was great in the playoffs. His numbers are outstanding.
But an NBA team would rather draft a guy this year or next year than bring Dakari up.
The salary cap, the salary situation for Oklahoma City may not allow Dakari to come up. Like, they would like to have Dakari, I think, even over Enes Kanter right now. But they can't do it because of the numbers. It becomes a financial thing. So, what would have happened to Dakari Johnson if he'd come back to Kentucky? 1 year. He would have gone first round. Could have been lottery pick. He would have gotten a guaranteed deal. Instead, he's made $50,000 in 2 years, even though he averaged 25 points and 10 rebounds a game in the playoffs. In his last 49 games, 18.5 and 8 rebounds. That's not good enough because of the situation. Not because he's not
and
good
conversely,
enough.
Conversely, Alex Poythress should have left after his freshman year and didn't and lost himself a bunch of money. So you can come up with a scenario for both sides, for arguing both ways.
More after the break on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
And now for a message from Gerber Life Grow Up Plan. Attention parents and grandparents, do you want to help give your child a great financial head start in life? You can. For just pennies a day now, you can give them $10,000 in whole life insurance that doubles to $20,000 at no extra cost during age 18. Later on, regardless to their health or job, your child has the right to buy additional coverage at adult rates, providing total coverage of up to $100,000. The Grow Up Plan also builds cash value you can borrow from. Low childhood rates that lock in for the life of the policy, benefits that double, plus the right to add more, that's security and valuable protection from Gerber Life, a name known and respected for generations. Get started now. Call Gerber Life Grow Up Plan at 800-461-7264. That's 800-461-7264. Or visit us at mygrowupplan.com. Remember, it costs you just pennies a day now. For free information or to sign up now, call 800-461-7264. Gerber Life Insurance Company, White Plains, New York, 10605. Policy Form Series GPP12. Policy Form ICC12-GPP. The Grow Up Insurance Policy contains terms which may affect the benefits provided. Please contact us for costs and details of coverage. Interest rates apply to any policy loans.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
One of the great things about little boys and little girls is when they grow up, they want to be just like you. So to moms and dads, aunts and uncles, and grandparents everywhere, remember this. The next time you get in the car and don't buckle your seatbelt, a little boy is watching. And when you decide to text or dial and talk while driving, a little girl is watching your every move. And when you head down the road with a beer or cocktail in the car, that little person next to you is taking it all in. In this life, you have an awesome responsibility to those children who love you the most and want to be you in every way. So make a pledge today to be a good role model to these kids and their friends, so that that little boy and that little girl get to grow up and be just like you. Morgan & Morgan, for our children.
Offices Lexington.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you, and the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. WLHG Lexington. And LM Communications Broadcasting Station. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Game 7, necessary for the Wizards and Celtics. Washington got the win it needed in Game 6 to force the winner-take-all matchup in the NBA's Eastern Conference semifinals. John Wall nailed the game-winning 3 with 3.5 seconds to go in regulation. Lifted Washington past Boston 92-91. So Isaiah Thomas and the Celtics host Game 7 Monday night.
That's where all the great players make their name. You got to give it everything you got. I guess where legends are born. So we're excited. I'm excited. Have Game 7 back in Boston in the Garden. I mean, if you would say that back in October, it would be in Game 7 in the second round. A lot of people probably wouldn't even believe that.
Being the home team has certainly worked out well for Game 7 in NBA playoff history. They are 101-26 all time. Game 7 coverage 7 Eastern Monday, ESPN Radio. The Penguins' pursuit of a second straight Stanley Cup appearance picks up with Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Final tonight versus the Senators. Pittsburgh likely starts the series without defenseman Trevor Daley because of a lower body injury. Forward Carl Hagelin also dealing with a lower body injury. That injury sidelined him for the Game 7 win over the Capitals. Baseball. Cubs outfielder Chris Bryant out a second straight game today against the Cardinals because of a stomach virus. Mariners second baseman Robinson Cano with sore quads, uncertain against the Blue Jays. Yankees-Astros game rained out, rescheduled as part of a doubleheader tomorrow. Golf. Louis Oosthuizen and Kyle Stanley tied for the lead at the Players' Championship. Ryan Blaney has the pole for tonight's Monster Energy Cup race. Joey Logano has the outside spot on the front row.
The NBA Western Conference Finals on ESPN Radio. Game 1 of the Warriors and Spurs. Tomorrow at 2:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio and at 3:30 Eastern on ABC. Presented by Dell.
Join your 106.3 at the Valvoline Community Celebration Saturday, May 13th. Come on by. Activities include a garage sale, an auction, food trucks, car cruising, free kids activities, and tour the company's new global headquarters. 100% of the proceeds from the garage sale and auction will benefit Lexington Habitat for Humanity. This Saturday, the Valvoline Community Celebration, 100 Valvoline Way in Lexington. For more information, visit LexingtonHabitat.org.
Oh, no. I have to move? I'm dreading this. Please, someone help me.
Someone can help you. Two Men in a Truck have been serving the Lexington community since 1996, and they've earned a 99% customer referral rating. They offer full-service moving, including packing and unpacking, and all their staff members are trained professionals. Two Men in a Truck can move your home or office within the Lexington and surrounding counties, or even state to state. Two Men in a Truck offers all the supplies you need, as well as storage capability if your new home or office is not quite ready. So don't dread your next move. Call Two Men in a Truck at 859-554-4616 and get the stress-free move you need. Call 859-554-4616 or visit their website at twomeninatruck.com. Two Men in a Truck have a 99% referral rating because their mission is to exceed your move expectations. So call them for a free quote. 859-554-4616.
Promo West Productions presents Bunbury Music Festival 2017. June 2nd through the 4th with live performances from Muse, Wiz Khalifa, G-Eazy, Moon Taxi, and many more. 3 days of live music from over 40 bands. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com or BunburyFestival.com/tickets. Bunbury Music Festival 2017, brought to you by Promo West Productions.
Trust Fayette Heating and Air.
Every time.
Award-winning service every time. Drug-free and felony-free.
Every time.
We get the job done right with the best guarantees in the business.
Every time.
We keep you comfortable and your family safe.
Every time.
We're here for you 24/7, 365 days a year. Cross-trained to be some of the best technicians in the nation.
Every time.
Don't settle for sometimes when you can have it right every time.
Call Fayette Heating and Air and get a complete high-efficiency system installed for as little as $25 per week and get a 10-year parts and labor warranty. Call the experts today at 859-233-0424. That's 233-0424 or visit our website at fayetteheating.com.
Trust Fayette Heating and Air every time.
With approved credit, limit one per household, cannot be combined with other offers. Must be presented at time of contract signing and prior purchases do not qualify.
Tee it up at the Edwin Watts Golf Anniversary Sale this Thursday through Sunday with savings in every department. Find great deals on putters, wedges, hybrids, fairways, drivers, and iron sets. Save 10% on carts, travel bags, package sets, junior sets, and demo clubs. And up to 20% off apparel, shoes, and bags. It's the Edwin Watts Anniversary Sale this Thursday through Sunday. Buy with confidence at Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee. Serving golfers around the country since 1968.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Joe Perino.
Time shakes, found you at the water.
Now we're going deep. Because I have no idea who that is.
What LM communication station would this song run on? 106.3? Who is this? Who?
Cage the Elephant.
Cage the Elephant from Bowling Green.
Hmm.
I even actually own one of their albums.
I have still never heard of that.
Yeah, I didn't recognize that song. Anyway. We in the break were discussing, which we're not going to do, but just want to throw it out there that sometimes what happens over the break, there's four of us in here, and we all were discussing the LeBron James versus Michael Jordan thing. Like, it comes up, it just continues to come up, it's never going to go away.
It will not go away.
And for those of us who watched Michael Jordan play, I think it depends on what age you were when you watched Michael Jordan play. Like, if you were a kid, like I was, it's different than how
and
how
I think you are measured even a little bit differently because you're such a Chicago fan.
Yeah, I loved the Bulls. Like, so I would go to school sometimes with one of those shirts on that had the caricatures of NBA, like yeah. Jordan caricature shirt. And me and a goober sports nut buddy of mine, like, went to school matching like that. Like, you wear your Jordan shirt. Okay, I'll wear my Jordan shirt. All right, what, you gonna wear red sweatpants? Yeah, okay, I'll wear black sweatpants. Stupid, you know?
Listen, but kids today still wear Jordans. Jordan shirts, Jordan this, that.
But just, so the way I processed that information,
yes, yes.
What I saw, and the way it was, you know, hero worship. And then LeBron, at no time did I don't have hero worship of anyone. So at no time did I idolize LeBron or look up to him. I was older than him when he's coming up. So I look at him differently. As far as basketball skills, I can't fairly objectively make the comparison to Michael Jordan because Michael Jordan was no one is greater than Michael Jordan. He was a god. So LeBron may be a god to kids now, but he's not to me. He's an outstanding basketball player. He may be better than Michael Jordan if you put them in the same time together. I don't know, but I'm telling you, I can't make the case. So that's why people get, you're crazy. There's no way LeBron's better than Jordan, because Jordan was a god.
Yes, and for people our age and around our age, he's it, right? He's he's just it. And at the end of the day, it's really easy to say who is the best golfer of all time because there's nobody else that's on your team. And there's just no way to ever say who's the best basketball player ever because then you get into things like, well, did LeBron have Scottie Pippen?
Right.
Well, did LeBron have that? And who are they playing? Well, he had to beat the Warriors and he had to beat the Pistons.
Right.
And it was only a 5-game series before it was a 7-game. Right. There's just never, there's always going to be a something.
Yeah.
There's always going to be a something.
There's no flat line level comparison.
No.
You can't do it. There's too many factors that go into it.
So it's over with. It's frustrating to listen to people.
There's not a win.
No.
You could win either way. Either argument is valid, and either argument is correct. So there's no, you're right, and you're wrong, because it's impossible.
Can't we just say, like, people our age, just say, like, wow, we have gotten to witness two of the greatest athletes ever. Ever.
That you should do yourself a favor and not get upset about it.
Yeah.
Like, do not watch the mouths.
There's a lot to get upset about in this world.
LeBron is phenomenal to watch. And when I'm watching him play, I don't want to hear he's better than Jordan. Is he better than Jordan? Because I just want to watch LeBron play.
Yeah.
I watched Jordan play.
And it was awesome.
And it was. I wish I had like more DVDs or stuff available to go back and watch some of that stuff. Every now and again, like NBA TV will have some of those old, like, classic hardwood or something, hardwood classics. Mm-hmm. And if there's a Jordan one on, I'm tuning in just to check it out.
And you probably know, like, well, I'm going to watch this game because I remember he went off for 30 and 15. Yeah. I mean, you just.
And it's the same thing for the basketball today. Like, the NBA games are great. Last night's Wall game winner. That was great. But for me, you're not going to be able to top Magic and Bird and Karl Malone and Barkley and Hakeem Olajuwon and Clyde Drexler and the Pistons, the Bad Boys and all. You can't top that ever with anything you ever do for me because of what it meant to me in that time.
In that time. And because in that time was the creation of the Dream Team.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone that was anyone was on that team.
Yeah.
And it was
the dream team.
Must watch it. I mean, it was unbelievable. Now, I mean, we still win the gold medal all the time, but it's nothing is the same. We're, you know, looking at it through different lenses as, you know, adults as well.
Eric is on the line. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Eric. We're good.
Well, listen, I was born out west, so I'm a big, I'm more of a football guy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And when I moved here, it was right at the beginning of the Jordan rise. So not only did he introduce me to the NBA, but he kind of, I mean, when you move to Kentucky, you become a Kentucky fan. But at that time, it was, you know, Rob Locke and that group. So, I mean, it was not really quite, that was kind of a downtime. So, you know, I wasn't much of a college basketball fan, but you start watching Jordan, and he brought me into basketball. I mean, Jordan has a really, 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 really high point for me, and I can remember being so upset at the Pistons, no matter how tough it was.
Yeah.
I just hated those guys. It was so rough. I just didn't like them, but they were so good. And I appreciate it now. I really do. And I really appreciated when Jordan finally got over the hump and those guys wouldn't shake his hand. I mean, that was...
Walked
that
off.
Was saltiness before salty was salty. I mean, that was awful.
Well, and Barkley will still talk about it. He'll talk about physical, and you'll look at plays in the game, and there might be a little shove or something like that, and Barkley will be like, this is the playoffs. It's supposed to be physical like that. That's not a foul. But I can just remember how nasty Lambeer was and just absolutely hating his guts.
Oh, me too. But I'm also that – I'm one of those people that as I've followed – I got away from the NBA after Jordan left. It just wasn't the same game anymore to me. And I tried to follow guys. I tried to, you know, stick with Scottie and some of those other guys that team broke up.
No.
But it just wasn't the same. So, you know, I've come back. I mean, LeBron he's the reason why I watch. I mean, that guy is, I mean, he's the best point guard in the league. I mean, the dude is 7 foot tall and he's a freight train. If he'd have played in the 80s, he would have handled the physical stuff. I mean, he cries and whines. I mean, there's no question, but they all do. Every one of them does.
Yeah.
So he would, I mean, think about that. If he pulled the ball out of the basket and went full speed to the other side of the court, one, you're not, you can take the charge, you don't want to.
No.
You'd end your career. I mean, that guy, if he wants to get to the basket, he gets to the basket. And if he wants to pull up and shoot the three, he pulls up and shoots the three. If he wants to box you out, he'll box you out. I mean, the guy's, I mean, he's like nothing anybody's ever seen before.
And that's, we talked about that during the break, too. There's a physical part to LeBron that can't be argued with because he is just made differently.
Magic Johnson is the only guy I can think of who was similar, but Magic was not a beast like a ball of muscle like LeBron is. LeBron is just so thick and cut, whereas Magic was thinner. I mean, he's same height, but
yeah, Magic, his first year in the league, he had to play center in the World Championship. I mean, the dude won a title as a center.
So he's the only comparison I could think of with that kind of court vision and ability at that size, and then LeBron probably has, what, 25 pounds on Magic at the same age?
Oh, yeah.
But I do think you're right. I do think that LeBron has been part of the resurgence of the NBA. I do think there was about a decade or so where it was just, it wasn't.
The Iverson-Kobe era is how I refer to it. Those were the stars. Iverson was amazing to watch. So was Kobe. But it wasn't enough. It just wasn't enough.
And I think kids, I have an 11-year-old son, so I can kind of see through his eyes what the kids are watching.
LeBron James.
Steph Curry.
Steph.
And some of them hate him.
Yes.
But that's what it takes. You got to have somebody that you hate.
Mm-hmm.
Like you hated the Pistons. And that's what made it fun. If you don't have someone that you hate.
Yeah.
Well, and one last thing, I'll go through, guys. I've enjoyed the UK, the draft talk, and these kids, man, they really just, they don't have much self-awareness anymore. I mean, they really don't. I mean, Briscoe, I love him. Glad he was here. I mean, I'd much rather see him in a UK uniform than in a Mississippi uniform or a Tennessee uniform hitting that basket to beat you. But, I know that you think that you're going to go to the NBA. You think that that's what you want to do. I mean, you've got a chance to better yourself for a career outside. I mean, you really do.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to get drafted. I mean, but he wants to be done. He's a not as good Deron Lamb, and we know where that went. I mean, you've got so many examples of, hey, look at this guy, look at this guy, look at this guy. This is what's happening. So he's got your game. I mean, this is what it does in the NBA.
Yeah.
Granted, he can get to the basket a little better, But unless he's going against Isaiah Thomas and Steph Curry, he's going to have a hard time scoring on LeBron James.
Well, he has his mind made up that basketball is what he wants to do for his life, for a living. That's going to be his career. And I think if it takes him overseas, that's what it's going to do. I mean, Darius Miller, Chris Lofton, a couple guys that are making fine livings abroad and seem to like it enough to keep doing it because it beats working, I guess, you know?
Well, the news story that'll be fun to watch, the article that'll be fun to read, is about 15 years from now when somebody goes and gets all the guys that weren't one and done and kind of tracks what they've done. I would like to see how many of those guys kind of regret Deron Lamb and Isaiah and guys that are here to come, where this leads them and whether or not they're open to the fact that maybe they made a mistake and should have stayed 4 years. I mean, Buddy Hield, he's a good example.
He got paid, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Big money. But you know what? I don't think two more years for Briscoe is going to help him. I mean,
for everybody healed,
yeah,
there is a John Wall. And
yeah,
for every John Wall, there is a Isaiah Briscoe. I mean, and he things could work out just fine for him. I'm not selling his stock just yet. But, you know, there's guys that make it and there's guys that don't. And there's guys that stay 4 years in college because they just want to play basketball and they don't make it either. And I understand that then they have a degree to fall back on, but, you know.
Yeah. Know if you can get the money. That window's not very big. But
it's not.
You guys have a great weekend.
Thank you, Eric. And I will say, and this is no offense to Eric, I've heard it from a million different people. You can't use the argument, well, he's going to have to go up against LeBron James. Look, everyone in the NBA can't. No one in the NBA beats LeBron James.
Yeah.
Goes against him and stops him or doesn't get stopped by him. Let's move on from that. I get it. And not everyone's. No one coming out in this draft is as good as LeBron James. So, but look, there's plenty of guys that should be in the draft.
The thing Briscoe could do if he came back for 2 years is he could pick something. Pick an NBA skill that is essential that you could try to be the best at. And then that could be your...
Did DeAndre Liggins not cash an NBA check because he could play defense?
Yes, that's it. That is the reason. That's what he became the best at. So, Briscoe could... Oh, he's already good at getting inside, driving, but... I mean, he would have 2 years to work on something else. Pick something. Get these teams to tell you what it is we need for you. What is it going to take for you to put me on your team? Okay. Give me one thing.
And do that. And you need those guys in the NBA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do that and do it better than anyone else. And that's all you work on. That's how he could get better. But I don't think there's any doubt that Briscoe's ready to be done with college, and Calipari knows he's ready to be done with college, so he's going to support him any way he can.
Where was Tyler Ulis drafted?
Second round. I don't know the number right off.
Now, clearly he's the national point guard of the year.
Mm-hmm. They also thought so much of him, they gave him a first round type deal.
They did. They did. Phoenix definitely did do that.
Yeah.
But
43, 34.
But
four picks after the first round.
I don't know. It can work out, is what I'm saying.
It can. Yeah. Look, some more on that. There's a couple more points I want to make on that before we get to Cheryl Truman, which is going to be awesome when we do that.
Yes.
We've been talking so much basketball. There's so much to talk about. I mean, we haven't even gotten to baseball yet. But when we talk to Cheryl, gosh, there's so many good things to talk about. Shake Shack is chief among them.
Yes.
You got a chance to get a call in before we talk to Cheryl Truman of the Herald Leader here in about 10 minutes. 381-1313 here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is Mike and Mike.
When we think best player of all time, we think Michael Jordan.
Yes.
What will he have to do for Mike Greenberg to be asked who's the best player of all time in the NBA? And you're to say LeBron James.
LeBron is, in my opinion, the greatest point guard that ever played. If my life depends on getting a basket on this possession, we either are going to score on this possession or I'm going to die. I'm going to put the ball in Michael Jordan's hands.
Mike and Mike.
Weekdays 6 to 10 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Banks floor covering.
Is Ralph there?
You sure you've got the right number?
I'm looking for Ralph. Is he there?
Well, what's he look like?
He's got white hair and spots.
Is Ralph your dog?
He's a Dalmatian.
Why would he be here at Banks floor covering?
You always say you have something for everyone.
We do, with all the newest choices in flooring for your home. But maybe you should look in your backyard for Ralph.
I'll just call his cell phone.
We've got something for everyone. Banks floor covering. 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
Spring is here. It's time to give your home or office a fresh start. Let the Cleaning Authority take your cleaning stress away by giving you a first-class cleaning experience. The Cleaning Authority is one of the largest home and office cleaning companies in Lexington because they get great results with high customer satisfaction. Their references will tell you they put you first in all they do. The Cleaning Authority staff are bonded professionals, so you can rest assured your home or office is in good hands. Call us for a free estimate at 859-309-1313. That's 859-309-1313. Or check us out on the web at thecleaningauthority.com/Lexington. It's time for spring cleaning. Start it off right by getting your office or home cleaned by the pros. Call the Cleaning Authority and let them take care of this for you. Now that spring is here, it's the perfect time to call them for your first-class cleaning experience. Call 859-309-1313. The Cleaning Authority. We make life easier.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
So we were saying, what would you do if you were Diallo? Because you could go as high, I think, as like 50. After between 15 and 20, then you could go between 20 and 25, and then probably 25 to 30. Those are like the three
tiers.
Yeah, and you also risk that you go in the second round, which means no guaranteed contract, and you risk a top 10 contract, which is much larger. You're talking about 2 years, $7 million, with the third year being the potential to make a ton more. Versus 3 years at less than $2 million per year. So you could double your money. And when you factor in, I know this sounds stupid, you're going to think I'm ridiculous, $1 million is not as much as it sounds like because of everything involved.
Yes.
All the places that money has to go before it goes into your pocket. You can't go buy a house with cash and have enough to live on. Not the kind of house you're talking about. Even if you were to buy a $200,000, $250,000 house with cash on your first year's $1 million contract, you would live closer to like the rest of us with because of how much money goes out in taxes and
agents
and all that stuff.
And yeah. You have to understand, my understanding is, unlike those of us who work, full-time jobs, we get paid over the course of the whole year.
Right.
They get paid during the NBA season.
Right.
And then in the off season, that pay still has to, you're not getting the checks. So you do have to figure out a way to put some of that money back. And
kind of like teachers. Some teachers have to deal with that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Like some teachers will get they get like options that at the end of the school year, you can get 3 months pay all at once and make it last. And I think they've changed it to a lot of places will allow you to keep drawing your normal check, which is what I would do because I'm not good enough.
I'm not. I am.
I would. I would blow it on something. Something would tempt me, and 1 month's salary would go on one thing, and that would be that. All right, let's get to the phone lines. 381-1313. Duke is up first. Good morning, Duke.
Good morning, Duke.
You ever hear something, and you just must not have heard it right because that's where I'm at right now. Did I hear a one-to-one comparison, John Wall to Buddy Hield? For every John Wall, there's a Buddy Hield. Did someone say that out loud?
I'm not comparing the two players. I'm just saying for every guy that
the level of play.
No.
For every John Wall, there are 50 Buddy Hield.
No. You misunderstood. For every guy that stays in school 4 years to make his money, there's a guy that leaves after 1 year and makes his money. Nothing to do with the players themselves, just the time spent in school.
As far as Diallo, I mean, do you want to spend a year UK planning? It's the best competition, traveling in first class, you know, top weight room, top facilities, everything, or ride a bus around the Grand, you know, Rapid City, South Dakota, and, you know.
Well, that's the thing, though. If he goes first round, he gets a guaranteed deal. Like, he gets guaranteed $1 million. Like, let's say
regardless, he's going to be in the D League.
But if you go let's take number 22 last year. Syracuse's Malachi Richardson played 22 games for the Kings, 11 games in the D League after one season in college. He got a 2-year deal for $2.94 million. That's guaranteed. That's money no matter what happens. If Diallo comes back and gets hurt, he doesn't get $2.94 million. Period. That's just it.
Yeah.
D League or no D League.
If he gets hit by a bus tomorrow, he gets nothing. You know.
Well, I mean, but that's the risk you take.
That's right.
I mean, you come back and you don't get hurt, or you don't get hit by a bus. $6 million is yours for good, regardless of what
it's
happens.
Not more. That's right. I mean, next year the NBA salary cap explodes. I mean, next year's the year.
That to me is the big thing that I don't know if a lot of these guys are thinking about or not, but that's the big thing. Like, the amount of money to be made next year is astronomical.
And it's supposedly not nearly as deep a draft. So, I mean, dude, there's no competition in my mind. But thank you. I appreciate you taking my call.
All right. Thanks, Duke.
For me, I would, because I know what I know, I'm not 18. Because I know what I know, I'd come back. Because I know that, like he said, first class all the way. It's going to be a phenomenal experience. It is going to be outstanding. So many people are going to shower you with love. You're going to have your way as big man on campus. I mean, it's going to be a great experience school-wise. On the basketball court, you've got a chance to win a national championship. At least be in the Final Four. I mean, you've got a chance. You're going to be in the hunt. It's going to be so fun with all those guys. You're going to make memories you'll never have again. It's not like that in the NBA. Now, the NBA, it's adult time. It's responsibility time. It's that fun time stuff can get you in trouble. It's a different deal. It's traveling. It's 82 games. I mean, it is a big difference. Big, big difference.
Listen, I don't think any of the guys that have been one and done at Kentucky and then successful in the league will tell you, man, I wish I could have come just straight here. And that's not even the guys that didn't win a championship.
Yeah.
I think they all will tell you, had a great time.
Yeah.
Enjoyed everything about it, learned a lot, prepared me for NBA life. But knowing what I know, I don't know that there's a wrong decision for him. Because I also don't know, if you're going to get hit by a bus, why not go make the $2 million?
Let me just say right now.
And live out your dream.
I know.
Not everybody gets to play in the NBA. Live it up. If someone's going to take you and pay you, do it.
In college, I had a job the whole time. Like, I had a job that I had to be at, and I got paid for it. Full-time job. All the way through. So I had a responsibility similar to playing basketball.
It sounds exactly like that, Dan.
Because that's a full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, as a student.
Yes, yeah.
You have a full-time job if you're a basketball
player.
Yes. It is a full-time job. Whereas some students who are fortunate enough to have parents who can afford to pay for everything, and they just go to school, and the rest of the time they do whatever they want and don't have to worry about paying the rent and working for it, they have a lot more free time. And I still say college was the most fun I've ever had in my entire life. I would not trade that experience to go straight to working full-time.
But your straight to working full-time option was not for millions of dollars, Dan.
No, it was not.
Mm-mm. It still isn't. That's my guess. Unless you are getting something so different from me here.
But he has the... It's on a way different scale. Okay, if I'm working a full-time job in college, I'm not making the salary that I make after I get out of college. Same for him. He can make a salary right now that is not as much as it would be if he only went 1 year of college. And he misses out on the time of his life. The NBA is a dream, for sure. It's not going to be the time of his life the way it would be in college. It's just not. That's my point. We are 2 minutes late to getting to Cheryl Truman. Hopefully, I know she's cool with this. She'll be okay if we go ahead and get Jack on right now.
Jack. Morning, Jack.
Morning. I'll make it quick. Dan, you're so right about $1 million. Being $1 million. There's a Clayton Kershaw, I think it was Clayton Kershaw, signed a contract guaranteed $24 million a year. If you start dicing that up, your agent, federal, state, local taxes, you know what he makes? 11.25. Now, that's still a lot of lettuce.
It is, but you always say
you always say, well, he makes $24 million a year. Well, no, he doesn't.
He doesn't. Do you think there's any friction between Isaiah and John?
maybe, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just there may be.
There, yeah.
I think there's a lot. Yeah. Okay, Mary Jo, have a wonderful day tomorrow.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate that.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, thanks, Jack. We got to go for a break, and when we come back, we're talking Shake Shack, Honeywood, The Summit. We didn't get a chance to really say much about Pam Miller last weekend before she left. You know, moved on and talk about her. And then this thing about this horse farm. Do you pay to keep it or let it get developed? Stuff like that. With Cheryl Truman of the Herald Leader next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, that is excellent. Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
With approved credit, example 06 Xterra S, stock number T67412B, sale price $69.90, 649 dealer fee plus tax, tag, and title subject to prior sale.
It's the final days of the Kentucky Car Fair at Toyota on Nicholasville. And the big used car store. It's your last chance for clearance pricing on over 150 used cars and trucks. Prices start under $7,000. Used cars, clearance price. Visit toyotaonnicholasville.com to get pre-approved. Buy now with zero down. Take advantage of special finance rates. The Kentucky Car Fair means finance experts on site to help get you approved. It means several lenders competing for your business. It means the used cars you want at the price you want to pay. Don't miss the final days of the Kentucky Car Fair at the big used car store on Nicholasville, right across from
Toyota Nicholasville.
The big Toyota store.
Where price sells cars.
ToyotaOnNicholasville.com.
Did you know your rug is the biggest air filter in your home? Filtering allergens, airborne bacteria, dead skin cells, food stains, dust mites, pet hair, and pet urine and bacteria. All of these may contribute to health problems. According to a government study, after 2 years of regular traffic with shoes and pets, your rug is 4,000 times dirtier than your toilet. Just as an air filter for your home ventilation system needs to be regularly replaced, your area rug needs to be cleaned. cleaned regularly. Let's start with this. Cleaning Oriental rugs is not the same as cleaning a carpet or upholstery or drapes. If you want your Oriental rugs cleaned properly without being damaged, you need specialists. That would be us, Kazai Oriental Rug Outlet. We have the expertise and experience to keep Oriental rugs looking their best. We can remove stains, repair damage, and restore your rug's original beauty. Free pickup and delivery within 25 miles. Kazai Oriental Rug Outlet, Richmond Road, Lexington, and online at KazaiRugs.com. Call 272-4900 for pickup. 272-4900. KazaiRugs.com.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
We've been talking nonstop basketball the entire time we've been on the show, and for good reason. John Wall last night, Diallo and the NBA Combine.
And let's continue that talk right now with Cheryl Truman.
Of the Lexington Herald Leader. She loves talking UK basketball.
Yeah. Whatever you guys say. But I think just for a change of topic, yes. We may want to discuss local food news.
Okay, yes. Let's do that. Let's do that.
Exactly.
Cheryl, you're one of our favorites. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
The Shake Shack. I saw the pictures. I've known about it. My wife was even out there for the event, and she couldn't even bring me something home. So you were one of the lucky ones.
I feel that I am. Thank you. And it's been unfortunate that the first couple of days they've been open. I mean, the heavens have opened wide and given us nothing but rain. But it is a beautiful day today, so I hope they have a crowd. Because the food is really quite delicious. Shake Shack views itself as more descended from fine restaurants because it's part of the Union Hospitality Group in New York, which runs some of New York's best and most popular restaurants. So Shake Shack started as a hot dog cart in Madison Square Park to raise money for the park, you know, to enhance that public space. And only later did they add on things like hamburgers and the like. And they decided when they wanted to do that, that they really wanted to do it in a way that elevated and yet paid tribute to the standard roadside hamburger. And boy, howdy have they. you know, actually, I didn't get a bite of the hamburger the other day. They you know, laid all this bounty in front of us, and, you know, we were eating as fast as we could. I didn't get to have a bite of the burger or the hot dog, which I was really excited about. But I tell you, that chicken sandwich was quite something, which, you know, is all about the power of buttermilk. Buttermilk dredging, panko crumbs, and buttermilk mayo. Oh, my goodness, people. You know, and I don't really care for most chicken sandwiches. You know, I mean, they're, you know, it's fried chicken and, you know, slather it on, you know, a standard white bun. But Shake Shack uses potato buns only. Ooh. And they really, really, really indoctrinate their employees into their mode of operation, which is that people won't remember necessarily what they ate, but they will remember how you made them feel.
Well, listen,
and I think that's quite true.
Yeah, and I think that they really try to incorporate local flavor into their menus. Like, you can get a shake there that incorporates North Lime Donuts.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Yes,
you know, they have some
concrete that does that.
Yeah.
And there's one that...
A bourbon shake?
There is a bourbon shake. There's also a concrete that incorporates strawberry rhubarb pie.
Oh, boy.
From the pig and pepper pie makers.
Wow.
Which it's called Pie Oh My, which was the name of Tony Soprano's horse in the Sopranos. So,
yeah.
You know, I had to have a bite because, you know, I love the Sopranos. But, you know, that Maker's Mark shake is a beautiful and yet somewhat dangerous thing because it was quite warm when we went in there. And I thought, well, you know, they're not going to use most bourbon and a Maker's Mark shake. You know, I can just slam this right down. So I had a big old gulp. And then a few minutes later, I felt my knees go out beneath me. because I am not a big drinker. But it packed quite a punch. So I would recommend that if you're really going to enjoy your Maker's Mark shake, maybe you bring another driver.
That's actually a good recommendation from I mean, sometimes you just get the flavor. You don't necessarily get the kick, but I'll take the kickback. I'll take it. We drove past there last night, Cheryl, and despite the kind of nasty weather, there was a line outside the door. So I do think people were excited about that. There's a couple other places in the Summit. Last night was the first night I drove through the Summit, and it is gorgeous. I mean, it's got such a big city feel to it. The way it's lit, the way it's laid out, it's beautiful. So
like a town square. Yes, it's quite nice.
It is. So we've got the new Wheat of Michael offering, which is Honeywood. Have you had a chance to eat there yet?
Yes. Actually, Honeywood was open the day they had their preview at the Summit, and they were serving sweet potato beignets. And mini biscuits with country ham. I mean, it was nearly impossible to, like, tear yourself away from the table and, you know, speak to executives. But, you know, we managed to do it. But, boy, you know, there could be a worse fate in this world than having a plate of those sweet potato beignets. Also, on Thursday, when we went over to film at Shake Shack, we also went over to Wheat of Michael's Honeywood, which is gorgeous. You should go in someday just to look at the decor, even if, you know, it's not necessarily open, because it's beautifully laid out. The artwork is just, you know, museum quality on the walls, and it is her first restaurant that, you know, I mean, Wheat of takes a lot of older places and makes them newer, puts a newer twist on them. This is the first up from the ground restaurant that she has had. Except for, I guess, Smithtown Seafood. But really, that was, you know, added on with West Six Brewery. But in any case, this is a beautiful restaurant. And the chef, Josh Smouse, cooked us up something that I thought initially didn't look very promising, which was, you know, some carrots, some pea shoots, which, you know, just looked like, you know, the top that you would, you know, maybe cut off peas as they're growing. And a few other vegetables, like some, you know, baby turnips and things like that. And I looked, and he put some pork belly on top. And, you know, pork belly is very nice to eat, but it is like, you know, a heart attack on a plate.
Yeah.
But
it's a lot of fat.
But, you know, I was so fascinated watching him do this that, you know, I thought, well, you know, I'm going to really dig into this. And I had just eaten Shake Shack, and I got to tell you, those carrots were ambrosia. I mean, it was like I had never tasted a carrot before. It was like
that's how carrots are supposed to taste. Yeah.
Yes, really. Because yesterday I had one of those icky protein boxes from Starbucks, and, you know, those are the carrots that I know.
Yeah.
You know, those are the things that are, you know, slung in to say, here's a vegetable. You know,
right.
get your cup in today. But this was just, you know, a carrot that had been transported. And the difference is, of course, that it's a very, very fresh carrot from an area producer who does nothing but provide vegetables to Wheat of Michael restaurants now. And it was just a super thing. So I was really quite impressed with Honeywood as well. And if you can eat Honeywood after you've gotten filled up at Shake Shack, that says something about the attractiveness of their food.
There's a couple other places out there, Cheryl. So there's a Texas to Brazil Brazilian Steakhouse, which is all the meat you can eat pretty much.
Looking forward to that.
And then I noticed there was a place called Crew that is not open yet. Is that a restaurant?
It's not open yet. Let's see here. I'm not entirely sure what Crew is, but I can tell you
it was
about
CRU. But I don't even know if it was a restaurant.
I know there are a couple makeup places. I'm looking up Crew on here, but in the interim, I will tell you about Edley's Barbecue.
Oh, okay. Yes, I've heard that is really good too. There's one in Nashville. I have friends there that said you've got to go there.
Yeah, I just got a peek inside the day of the preview. And a manager took me around to what looked like a small room, but frankly, it was their chicken roastery. And there were like hundreds and hundreds of chickens just going round and round. You know, it was like an entire poultry farm before you. It was great. And I really want to go back there to eat as well. So they are doing really well. And I think now that Shake Shack is open, some of the other stores have opened. I'm not sure what is going on with me. I still can't find crew.
Okay, so it's a food and wine bar with locations in Texas, Colorado, and Georgia. So this will be the first one in Kentucky.
Okay, yes, I see it now. And, I have not heard anything about its opening yet. However, Jay Alexander's has been open for not quite some time, relatively speaking, like a couple of months out there. And the food is wonderful. I mean, there was a line the first day they were open when you had to sort of like negotiate getting into their parking lot by, you know, running your car down a flume off Nicholasville Road.
But go on a Tuesday afternoon for lunch and, you know, that's the way to go. That's what I did. I went like a weekday at lunchtime and, you know, no problems at all. And the food was great, Jay Alexander. Let me ask.
What'd you have?
I had salmon. I guess it was. Is that what it was? I just remember it tasted well. Yes,
they do a beautiful salmon.
Yeah, that's no. I'm sorry. How could I forget this? I had the crab cakes. They were insane.
Oh my gosh,
they were the best I've ever had. I'm not kidding you. Best I've ever had. Now, granted, I'm not, you know, eating on the shore of Maryland crab cakes, but I've had Florida crab cakes. But these were outstanding.
Well, speaking of not, you know, eating on the shore of Maryland, neither are we sitting in the heart of Texas. And yet, Taco Tico, which is sort of a famous and at one time there were a ton of Taco Ticos dotting Kentucky. And for many of us, including me, who grew up in Lexington on the north side, it was the first, you know, taco we ever had. You know, I mean, we didn't know what tacos were growing up in, you know, flyover state. So, you know, we didn't know that they weren't real, authentic. You know, I guess they are real. They have a real following. But, you know, Taco Tico, it's just sort of like one of those great nostalgia foods. It, you know, it's very Tex-Mex. I don't think it purports to be anything other than what it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, they put a photo there over on the north side, on the boardwalk near the Walmart, and they do a really, really booming business. And they put up a post on their Facebook saying, well, we'd like to put up a location over in South Lexington, maybe along Lane Allen. And they've had more than 700 responses, which is amazing.
Yes.
So I mentioned it in the paper, and of course people started going again, you know, with where they want their Taco Tico. And it's really, I think, a very comforting kind of food. I mean, you know, since then, obviously, we have a ton of authentic Mexican places in Lexington. You know,
yes.
I mean, I love Maria's. I love the Taqueria y Tortilla Ramirez on Alexandria Drive.
Yes.
That
yes.
is, I think, you know, just wonderful food. But sometimes you need something that's sort of like, it came out of, you know, mom's oven when she was experimenting a little in the 70s. And that's what Taco Tico is.
It is. That's a perfect description of it. And I am all about it being Lane Allen because I live in that area. So I forget that it even exists being over there.
Working at Channel Boardwalk. 18, we ate a lot of Taco Tico.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was right down the street.
Go ahead.
There's a certain peppery, meaty taste to it. That,
yes.
And, you know, it really can't be duplicated.
Yeah.
No, it's a different deal. There's nothing like it. Speaking of Mexican food, Rincon left the place above Charlie Brown's down there on Euclid. And now I work, you know, next door. So I see that there's a place called Applewood that has gone in. And I have not gone in there. But do you know anything about that place?
Yeah, go in and tell her to call me, please, because I've tried calling up there. I got the number from downstairs, and, you know, I guess I'll just have to, like, storm the building and go upstairs and say hi.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering what it is with everybody being a wood these days. You know, I mean, we got Minglewood.
Honeywood.
Oakwood.
Honeywood. You know, and I know what Honeywood is. Honeywood was actually a woman's name. Okay. A farmer's wife in Woodford County. So that one's authentic, but apparently wood is the new name for everything. And, you know, if you go into restaurants now, you notice that there was never enough reclaimed wood on earth to furnish all these restaurants that are claiming to have reclaimed wood.
Right.
They really
have raided every county in the Commonwealth to find the barns to bring this stuff in.
I'm telling you, Dan and Mary Jo, there can't be a barn standing in Kentucky. It's all been reclaimed. But in any case, I don't know anything, but I would like to know something. So probably I'll go knock on the door next week. Sometimes I do that.
Yeah. Well, you're a reporter. Cheryl Truman of the Lexington Herald Leader joining us here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN.
Oh, forgot to tell you, this afternoon I'm working a night shift. I'm going over to the Crawfish Festival in Bourbon County.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to cover the Crawfish Derby, which, you know, one of those life experiences you just can't
second buy. Only to the Kentucky Derby.
I have considered going over there, Stoner's Creek in Paris, for the Crawfish Festival. It's the second annual. Why on earth is Paris, Kentucky bringing in... Why do they have a crawfish festival? I'm grateful for it. I applaud it. It's just, I don't know, kind of out of left field.
And why a derby? Because these, you know, so far as I can tell, I've looked up clips of this, and you really can't get these things to move very much, and certainly not in a forward direction usually. I believe they go backward. But anyway, what you do is you dump them out on a table with concentric circles, and then you pound the table, which, you know, I mean, probably not the most, the two most exciting minutes in sport. But, you know, good for a Saturday afternoon post-derby. Great to talk to you guys.
Yes, great to talk to you. One more thing before we let you go quickly. Just two things. What do you think, what did Pam Miller mean to the city of Lexington? Because the article last week by Beth Musgrave, your colleague, detailing everything that all of her contributions to the city of Lexington, and now her and her husband are moving up to the Northeast and retiring to be closer to family. But just an amazing, impactful career in this community.
And, you know, she did. And she continued to work a lot behind the scenes, even after she left office. Beth did a beautiful job on that profile, listing the accomplishments. And really, they are just about too many to be named. But, you know, the thing about Pam Miller is that other politicians, and I'm just going to say, cough, cough, you know, wink, wink, say no more here, she could never hold a grudge.
Yeah.
Which is a remarkable thing in politics at any level, especially, you know, apparently national. But in any case, she just kept on going.
Yeah.
You know, I saw her a few years ago when I was covering higher education, and she was still plugging away. You know, Kentucky's problems require someone who is a person who is dedicated over the decades, because they're going to last over the decades. And I think Pam Miller will be greatly missed for that reason. You know, and from a journalist point of view, you know how we feel about people who, I don't care. You can hate me. You can hate, you know, everything, right, everyone I work for. But if you call me back, I love you.
Right.
Just call me back.
Exactly.
That's all I want.
Yeah, exactly.
And Pam Miller was very good about calling back, because, you know, she truly did not see a stranger. And, you know, she made the community better. She paid attention to the arts. She paid attention to things a lot of people don't necessarily see, like, you know, aesthetics, and making the city welcoming and attractive. And, you know, I think the community owes her a huge debt of gratitude.
Yeah, this downtown, where our studio is downtown in the building formerly known as the Victorian Square, now just simply the Square. And the farmer's market is right here. I mean, she was huge in starting that. I mean, you could pretty much credit the farmer's market to her in this bustling downtown area every Saturday, especially springtime and through the summer. Pam Miller.
Well, and also, you know, having worked here since the Pleistocene era, really, you know, when dinosaurs roamed Main Street, I can tell you that Triangle Park at one time, people didn't want to have a triangle park.
Yeah.
There were a lot of business leaders who wanted to use that for parking.
Yeah.
And, you know, that just would have deadened that beautiful area of town where people gather. And, you know, children come out to play and, you know, they shouldn't be in the fountain. But nonetheless, you know, and it's just, you know, it's just a wonderful, vibrant area. And I think that is thanks to people who can see a little bit beyond immediate, what seems to be, a, you know, immediate need, such as a place to put your car.
Yes.
So good for her.
We'll let you go.
Thank you, Cheryl.
It would be interesting to know how Pam Miller would handle a center pit at this point. I think that would be fun to see how that would go. But
you know, that was another place that was really vibrant when it was covered with grass, and even more vibrant when it was covered with buildings. But in any case, enough of that, and have a wonderful day, y'all. I will think of you as I'm covering the crawfish.
Yes.
Allegedly racing.
Enjoy it. Enjoy it.
I've got my Kraken.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank
that was appreciated.
Cheryl Truman of the Lexington Herald Leader here on the Dan and Mary
Doesn't
Joe
that make
Show.
You want to go try to eat something at the summit?
My goodness. It might. Decisions. Do you go and spend however long it takes to get into the Shake Shack?
If that's what your wife wants to do tomorrow for Mother's Day, then yes.
Do you go to the Crawfish Festival? Do you try to get into Honeywood tonight? You know, what?
I don't feel like that's going to be a possibility, but I would like to try.
Taco Tico's always open over there. You just slip on over there, no problem. Yes, tomorrow, Mother's Day. So, fellas, well, ladies have mothers too. Get it together.
I'll bring all my birthing stories.
Hey, it's your day. You do what you want. But I've got my stuff in order, pretty much. So I'm ready to go. We're going to have my mother over, her mother over. So three mothers at my house tomorrow.
Yep.
How much time do we have left? We're past it?
We're negative,
Past it. Oh, I was trying to fill. I'm sorry, Brad. So we're over.
Yep.
That's it for the Dan and Mary Joe Show. Tomorrow, we will have Josh Moore from the Lexington Herald Leader talking about KHSAA championships like football coming to Lexington. Here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.